Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting really excited about our podcast. I know I poo-pooed it at the beginning, but now I'm starting to kind of like it and get into it a little bit. Between the Records with JJ, Joanne, and Jason is a thing now.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, you're just excited right now because this one is all about turning the water off in your house when you go on vacation. And we do that, and you proceeded to make fun of Eric for a good 20 minutes.
Yes, the podcast is more about OCD than it is about anything else.
Hey, if you missed anything on the JJ and Joanne show, catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 104.3 WOMC or WOMC.com.
Wacky crap on this show never ceases to amaze me. I'm about to dive into the world's most complicated cocktail that features 71 ingredients.
Woo.
And as I'm pondering the making of something called the Commonwealth, I hear out of the corner of my ear, Joanne explaining how they almost came home to a disaster because the sump pump was not working.
Yeah, it didn't.
We had all that rain yesterday, lots of it. And then I hear something else out of the corner of my ear, and Jason said that, well, that's because Eric turns the water off. And I'm, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why? All right, listen. In God's
I talked to her yesterday.
Name.
And she said, "Why
in God's name would you turn the water off? That's moronic."
That was my question.
Excuse me.
You're gone. For 10 days.
What is it, man?
Okay. Okay,
so
listen. My turn. My turn. Okay. So here's the deal. Yes, I can. Okay, first of all, let me back up to our sump pump is always going because the way they graded our house in our neighborhood, horrible. So we get rain, it runs nonstop. Okay, fine. Why do we turn? Why is Eric a little bit crazy about turning the water off? Because we've had a neighbor just down the street from us and two people who we know up north while they were gone. One had up north, there were frozen pipes. Now, I understand it wasn't freezing while we were gone. I get that. The other one down the street, have you ever heard of people having the ice hose in the back of the refrigerator just bust? Or the toilet, the line in the back of the toilet bust and their whole house was flooded. Flooded. Right. And so if we leave for an extended period of time.
My question would be, how old is the fridge and how old are the toilet? Because if it's a
newer... we've been in our house for 25 years.
Have you had the same fridge 22. For 25 years?
No, we have not.
How long have you had your fridge? Come on, Joanne.
Eight. Probably eight.
All right, it's still fine. Well, what about your toilets?
What about the toilets?
Well, one of them.
What difference does that make?
One of them's original.
The lines are usually metal. Right, the
sometimes they're plastic. So what? They never fail.
Right.
What? It's like getting
they don't
struck
never
by
fail,
lightning.
You guys. Okay.
Okay.
So
fine. And lightning
so here's
never.
Here's,
there's meticulous and
my
there's anal.
God.
Right.
Well, we know Eric's anal. We know that. I already know
no,
that.
No, but this is. But he needs this. This is something he needs help for. This is unacceptable.
This is something the boys need
this
to talk to him about.
This is beyond the beyond the pale. This is absolutely insane.
Okay, well...
You go away for a handful of days and you turn your house's water off?
Yeah. I'm surprised he does. You know what else he does? Guarantee, what? Besides the fridge, he unplugs every single thing in the house.
No, he doesn't. We don't do that. No. No, we don't.
Yeah.
I'm still
she's
saying if you've ever
that.
Had
it...
No, no, no.
While you're
I am
she's
not
so
lying.
Embarrassed.
Dude, I am not lying about that. If you have ever had your house flooded from some pipe or something going, he's not crazy to do it. Now, in this case, because it's spring.
But you haven't.
And the sump pump. So what happens if people don't understand this? We have a backup sump pump. So this is the disconnect.
Right.
We have the backup sump pump that relies on water if your sump pump fails. So the sump pump failed. So we get home yesterday and it was raining like crazy. I went down in the basement and I looked and then Eric hears water running in the house after we turned it back on. He goes down. So the backup sump pump had just kicked on, but it was like literally 45 minutes away from flooding our entire basement because with the water off, it wouldn't have gone on. So there you go. I'll let you talk to him later. It's kind of a sore subject though, but.
Yeah, that's no kidding. That's beyond the bizarre. I mean, honest to God.
You know, if it would have flooded and your backup wasn't working because the water was off, would your insurance company be like, yo, we're not covering it?
Yeah, all of a sudden, your coverage is void. I'm sorry, your coverage is void. You created this mess yourself. You have a little neighbor kid from across the street come over and collect your mail twice a day, too?
No, Justin and Chris do that for us.
Why? Why in the world don't you just get it when you get home? Are you expecting a publisher's clearinghouse?
JJ and Joanne, mornings, 104.3 WOMC.
I have a couple of vacation tips for you and Eric in the future. The next time you decide to leave town for a day or two, you might want to think about a tarp covering the entire roof of your home. In the event of we have rain like yesterday, you could have a loose, kinky shingle somewhere out of the 25,000 that are up there and get a little drip in your attic. Then it'll ruin grandma's
old
shoes.
You're not being nice. You are not being nice.
He's going hard.
No,
for
this
sure.
is a
going,
valid yeah, suggestion.
Let's go to the phones and see if anybody agrees with you. Nope. Sorry, Joanne.
Yep. And by the way, I have this question. That was a suggestion. This is a question I have. What type of fire retardant does Eric spray around the perimeter of the house in the event that you get struck by lightning and the house catches on fire while you're gone for a day or two?
Wow. Oh,
so
we've been
I
looking
assume
into different kinds.
He foams, does he foam the entire house before you leave?
We're considering it. We've you know, looked into the possibility, and we're weighing our options and the cost for that. Shut up.
I mean,
Joanna, I love it.
This is insane. If you're just tuning in, the Pertons go away for a couple of days, and Eric shuts down operations. It
we
turns
shut the, water
the
off.
House off, including the water,
what
which almost cost you dearly.
It did, because the sump pump failed, and so our backup sump pump, which, by the way, how many people have backup sump pumps? How about us? That's pretty cool, but guess it's no good if you don't leave your water on.
Sounds like you need a third one to me, Joanne.
Who cares if you have one if you don't?
Sounds like you can go for the trifecta. Get that third one. Route it up to your bathtub or something. I don't know. This is the most insane thing I've ever... It's the most insane thing I've ever heard of in my life. Oh, my God.
It sounds like it's a sore
subject. This is going to lead to a huge fight between me and Eric.
I can't wait for him to wake up.
He's still sleeping because he was up dealing with water issues all night.
Oh, good. He'll be good and cranky when I get on him. And I'm going hard.
No, he's getting
going
for
hard.
For Joanne's sake, maybe you shouldn't. For Joanne's sake, maybe you shouldn't, Jim.
Care.
Jason, that's
Whatever.
Half the fun.
Yes, clearly.
But I will.
I'm trying,
I will.
Thank you, Jason.
I will end it with this. All that rain we had yesterday, I can go downstairs to check my sump pump.
Detroit's greatest hits. JJ and Joanne. Mornings. 104.3 WOMC.
He finally woke up and faced the music. This is how the show began today with Joanne. A harrowing tale of water in their basement after returning from Florida for a few days.
No, there wasn't. It could have been.
It was close.
Within 45 minutes, we would have had a flood.
No, I got a quick question about that. How do you know it's 45 minutes?
I just trust Eric. Okay. He just looked down and he's like, oh my gosh, the water's rising. The backup sump pump didn't work because he had turned the water off when we left. And the sump pump failed.
What about Eric's behavior would cause you to trust him? I have never heard of anybody shutting the water off to their beautiful million-dollar home.
Stop it.
It's not.
Do not live in a million-dollar
home. It's a typical no-buy home. It's newer.
It's beautiful.
It's newer, right?
Yes.
It's like it's less than 20 years old.
Amenities.
Isn't it?
No, it's 1998 it was built. 24 years old.
Okay, so still, I mean, it's in that range. It's not like my house was built in 1952.
How close are you to Juneau?
Juneau's not as cold as Anchorage. Get your geography right with Alaska, okay?
Goodness.
Juneau is very much like Novi.
All
is
right. It? They leave for a few days and kill the water to the entire piece of property.
That's what
I've never heard of that in my entire...
I've only heard of that on up north properties.
Which we do.
Right. That's
we
have the only
to,
time...
It's part of the condo rules.
Yes,
you
exactly.
have to.
Seasonal
of frozen pipes
properties and all that jazz. I can understand that.
Well, we've had neighbors. Let me just, in his defense, we've had a neighbor down the street that, like, the pipe in the back of, like, either the toilet or the refrigerator, the ice line, the water line.
Maybe it's
broke,
something
literally
in Novi,
flooded
Joanne.
Their entire
okay.
home.
Lightning
couldn't
does strike
in.
Once in a while.
True.
You can't
but
guard against all of it.
I know, like, a handful of people that live in Novi, and every single one of them have had an issue with water, right? What is it about Novi where they have had issues with water?
I don't know. But you just gave Eric a dressing down. He came in here.
Oh, we let him have it.
You two just went off on him.
It makes as much sense to shut the water off as it does to shut the electricity off so you don't have a fire. It's equally as crazy. Okay?
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
He's a little crazy, so.
JJ and Joanne, the most fun in the morning.
They play everything I like.
104.3 WOMC.
Well, we started off kind of a bang this morning. We learned a few things about Eric and Joanne being away on their trip. Came back to a basement that was partially flooded based on the fact.
Almost.
Almost.
It didn't flood.
Okay.
We were minutes away from it being flooded.
Okay. Basically, because Eric decides it's a smart idea to turn the entire water system off for the house.
They're going away for 10 days, so you should
never heard of it.
Turns off the water because pipes burst. Sometimes they burst because they freeze, which really isn't that big of a concern. We knew it wasn't going to be that cold. But, you know, your refrigerator pipe can burst. A toilet, like, line in the back can burst, so we turn off the water. Mm-hmm. The problem is our backup sump pump system depends on water. So our sump pump failed yesterday. And the backup system didn't go on because it runs on water and we had the water off. So that began the whole thing that JJ thinks that Stephen, that Eric is crazy for turning off the water. So I thought, you know what? Eric said, please put a question up on Facebook. I want to know if I'm the only one. And it turns out he's not the only one who turns off
the water. No, but he's in the very low minority. I just went through the list of people. Most people do not normally shut off
I
their
agree.
Water. And-
And you want to know what Thomas the plumber says? Thomas Bell, I'm a plumber. And I can't tell you how many times people come home from being away to a disaster because they left their water on. Paulette says, yep, when we lived in Florida, we did because a pipe burst once. Ron Peroni, yes, takes 20 seconds. No need for the water to be on unless your sump is a watertight backup system. Oops.
Yep.
Or is it? Peace of mind for me. So there are those who believe it's a good idea.
It's not. And by the way, here's the solution for both here and up north. Leave your furnace on 72 degrees. Walk away. Your house pipes will never freeze.
Up north, I don't agree with that because they don't spend enough time up there. Why would you leave it on at 72 degrees? That's just so much money. It would cost them so much money. Just with your up north, you shut it off. I mean, you can winterize them if you want. It depends on how often you go. But down here, it's just a different story. I've never heard that, you know, especially in your home's not even 25 years old. Your fridge is newer, so it's not like the fridge hose line for your ice maker is so bad. And it's probably a PVC tube anyway, which is just fine. And the same with the toilet. It's either like a metal braided one, and unless that's completely rusted out, but you would see that it's rusted, you're probably like, maybe we should do something about that. It's probably just plastic or PVC tube anyway, and you don't need to worry about it.
Eric just likes to relax, and he feels like he can relax.
Whatever
you
got to do,
something.
Right? And hold on, Jim. I did say, I was kind of harping on him about it because I thought it was absolutely ludicrous that they did it earlier. But after seeing the effect that it had on Eric, I had to apologize to him. I'm sorry that I put so much stress on him.
Yeah. He triggers easily. So at the moment, here's the postscript to the story. Eric right now is on the roof of their house installing lightning rods all over the peaks and valleys of their house. Because you never know, Joanne, a bolt of lightning from God could come striking down on the roof of your house at any moment. We can't have that. Your entire home would burn to the ground when you got back from Florida.
You don't even have someone get your mail when you're gone. We do, or we stop.
Oh, no. You're like Ray and Betty Johnson. 3 weeks before you go, you call the post office to halt the delivery of your mail.
Yeah, yep,
we do. That's moronic.
JJ and Joanne.
I listen every morning.
248-399-1043.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
Waking up Detroit with a smile on 104.3 WOMC.
And we come to the end of another day.
Can I make a statement? Jim,
sure, of course.
I'd like to say, as we wrap up this story about the water and us turning off the water at the house and blah, 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 I want you to know, Jim, as much as you harped on Eric this morning, Eric would be a much more relaxed, perhaps even happier person if he was more like you. If he didn't think about turning the water off and if he didn't think about collecting the mail and all that. But God bless
just
him.
Just wait till he hears my suggestion about the lightning rods. That's going to keep him up for weeks.
Well, I just got a text, actually, from a friend who told me that she actually has lightning protection on her house. There is such a thing.
What is it?
Oh, Lisa, I love you. Yes, there was her husband, there was a side company that installed lightning protection mainly on businesses. So apparently
it sounds like a Nigerian prince scam to me.
Yes, no. I think so, too.
Well, let's see. No. The businesses are out there. They don't own it anymore or anything.
Wow.
But yeah, so I don't want to tell Eric that, or you know full well he's going to be like, Joanne, I think it's worth it.
We need protection because we're gone often. And, you know, it always...
You never know.
I told you, this idea is going to keep him up for a week until he finally goes and installs lightning rods.
By the way, can I tell you one other thing that you don't know?
Oh, my goodness.
He did install a camera that faces the sun pump.
No, he didn't.
And you realize you may never be able to travel again. You may never be able to leave Novi again. Because what's he going to do? He's going to say, wait, hold on. We're going to Florida again. Oh, I got to go downstairs and turn the water off. No, wait a minute. The last time I did that, we almost had a disaster on our hands because they backed up something.
That's why he has to be at the airport.
What am I going
to
do?
4 hours early, just in case anything happens, he has time to run home.
He did want to get to the airport yesterday, 2.5 hours early in Florida. I'm like, dude, it's domestic. We're okay.
Oh, my goodness. I'd love to. I want to know how many times you're going to sit and watch the camera feed of the sun pump.
Here's what we're going to do from now on. We're going to leave the darn water on, and he's just going to watch the sun pump, although that wouldn't help if the upstairs was flooded. So
no, he's going to put cameras everywhere, Joanne.
There's got to be some sort of
that's a good idea. That's a better
cameras
idea.
Cameras everywhere.
Yeah. Right, and then
hammer
he can just check them once an hour, and then my sister lives in the
put
backyard,
the
and she can just
sink,
come over.
Put one in the bathtub.
No,
I bet Charter has something that you can get with your internet, like some home security inside.
Just put blimp cameras up. I like that better. That way when Adam comes home, if we're not home, we can monitor his parties that he's throwing in the house.
Now you're going to spy on your kids when they come home?
But under the pretense that we're just making sure there's not a flood in the house. So this is going to work out great.
You and Eric have a lovely day.
I don't know. I think he's mad at me. But yeah, okay. See you.
Hey, follow our story on social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. 104.3 WOMC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.